Sarah Rice is a very versatile and diverse Canberra-based artist, in fact, artist and writer, and other things as well. She has an exhibition coming up at the CCAS Gallery in Manuka, starting on March 24. It's an unusual exhibition in that it's based around a particular poem. Let's hear that poem first.
If I could have given you a note. If I could have given you a note at the blue hour of your time, it would have the lightness of a soap bubble and its rainbow blown for children clapping, children happy, held in the air until they burst, and I would have held you longer. The note I'd give would have the silver gleam of space blanket come to the rescue, reflecting you back to you on the cold side of the mountain with its dark edge. The note would be a cup of tea to hold your hands around, knees touching knees and breath of steam. It would be the northern star to your ship and the lighthouse too, Orion and the Hunter, the rocks softened in the light. The note would be cat on lap and plant growing sapling strong on window sill and green spring, green dawn, green leaping love. My note would have the warmth of one voice and of many. It would be the long sustain, the held chord, the sudden intake of breath, the pause and the rest. If I could have given you a note in your time of silence, it would have the shape of my heart.
Sarah, welcome to Art Sound again. This is going to be an unusual exhibition and event. It's has something of a 60s happening about it.
Oh, that's a lovely, lovely way of putting it. I'd love that to be the case. It is. It's a nice mix of poetry, music and visual art. I would say interpretive dance as well, but I can't do that.
The series of visual artworks that you've created, they're based on the poem, but what is the relation? Because the visual artworks are something quite distinct.
Yeah, it's a good question. Really what I was after was an ekphrastic loop that moves from one poem through song and music, through visual art and back to poetry. So how that happened was that I wrote one core foundational poem, the one that we've just heard, If I Could Have Given You a Note, on which the entire edifice rests, a scary task. And then I sent that one poem off to six different composers, many of whom have links with Canberra, and they turned them into six fantastic songs, which then Oriana Corral sang. And in the preparation for the singing of those songs, I used those songs to inspire the drawings. So I made a whole series of drawings, in fact, over 250 drawings I made, which were then projected in the original performance behind the choir as they sang. So each of the drawings move in time with the music. Then the next stage was that I then used those drawings as the basis to write a final series of poetry. So really that one poem goes off through song, through composition, through music, through to visual art and back to poetry at the end.
What are people going to see when they come into the exhibition and what's going to happen?
Well, they're going to see a lot of drawings on the wall, a beautiful strip that runs around the entire wall of drawings and prints. And this is a selection, obviously not all 250, but probably about 40 of the drawings and prints that they'll be able to see there. They're also going to see the poems at the end of each of the groupings of pictures. And they're also going to see an audio visual at the back. So we've got a TV screen projecting the music with the drawings as they move in time to the music. So people can actually see how the drawings were originally constructed and how they relate to the music. I've got a bit of an explanation in there as well so that hopefully people can see the link from the music to the drawings. And for me, I suppose, why this crazy, strange, it sounds like a very convoluted thing to do, but I suppose what I was trying to get at was the idea that key words that we use within the arts, like line, texture, tone, shape, colour, all of those are words that we use in visual art, in writing, and in music. And so I really, you know, that was something that has always struck me. And I thought, oh, how do we then, what does tone mean in music that can then be translated over to tone in art, or tone then in a poem? And the same with all of those other ones. When I heard the composers talking, they used the word texture a lot. And I love, of course, the way that the word texture has the word text within it as well. So, yeah, I was really interested in how those key ideas can move across art forms, and one art form can really relate to and inspire and respond to another art form.
Clearly the art forms interact with one another, but you seem to have been interested in combining them all within yourself. That suggests that that is the way that you see your creative practice.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think before I was a bit fearful of the jack of all trades, master of none type of a label. But the more I've gone through life, the more I've just been happy to embrace that and decide that actually each of the things that I do inspires the other things as well. And I think I have something of a synesthetic. I'm not a true synesthete, but I think I have a fairly strong synesthetic drive, or synesthetic aesthetic, perhaps you'd say, where I really feel as I'm listening to music, I feel that in terms not just of colour, but also in terms of texture.
It certainly sounds compelling. And one of the aspects of it I see here is there's also going to be speeches. So those are always riveting.
Yes, well, a speech, I suppose, about the process and about the project, and also quite a few poetry readings as well, because of course we've got the initial poem that you've just heard, but there's also then the six poems that were made in response to the six pieces made, etc., etc. So at some point on the Saturday at 2 o'clock, on the 2nd of April, I'm going to be reading out all of those poems and talking a little bit about the process as well. And on the opening night, we'll have the wonderful good fortune of hearing Sally Greenaway, one of the composers. She's going to be playing just a small excerpt of hers with a solo soprano as well. So a bit of music there too.
That opening is on Thursday, the 24th of March at 6 p.m. It's at the CCAS Gallery in Manuka. It's the exhibition, The Happening, Texture, The Drawings, Works by Sarah Rice.